We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining us for the PHNX Suns postgame show brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a five-star review. I'm Lindsay Smith. He's Saul Bookman, and the Suns got a win tonight over the Chicago Bulls, 132-113, and what a game it was, specifically from two very fantastic players in this one. Saul, let's get into our 3 points. What you got on your
man? I'll tell you what, the top point, you would think it would have been DA at some point, but no, 51 on over 80% shooting from Devin Booker. I mean, the guy, he scored 95 points in back-to-back games combined. It is just incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. But DA was also incredible. DA put up a season-high 30 points tonight, and it was just really fun to watch him perform out there as well. He said the other night he set a new standard. Well, tonight he met that new standard.
I'll tell you what, in the third point, obviously, we didn't come up with a third point because those two combined were enough for all 3 points.
Yes.
81 points combined out of 130. The rest of the team scored 49 points. And it's not because they were terrible. It's because those two were that damn good. Unbelievable night.
Yes, but before we get into the two of them together and what that means moving forward, let's talk about him individually a little bit first, starting with Devin Booker. So he had a season high 51 points tonight on 20 of 25 shooting in just three quarters, mind you, because he left after the third quarter and we never saw him again. Had Monty pulled an Earl Watson and stuck him back in there in the fourth quarter, even without the fouling, he might have beaten his own record.
Suns fans obviously would have loved to see that because then the excuse of, oh, well, they were just trying to pad stats or they didn't really care. They were trying to, you know, to get fouls and draw to get Booker some points. That would have been gone. Those would be totally gone. Mm-hmm. So that would have been cool. But as it is, 51 points through three quarters is an epic performance. And I know Tom Chambers has the most points in a single home game for the Suns in franchise history. But Devin Booker now has the most points at the Footprint Center.
Yes,
okay?
In that building.
And to me, more impressive because he got 51 through three quarters. My God. Just incredible.
That's the craziest part. Like, it's just, I mean, three quarters. Are you kidding me? And mostly, like, it's crazy because most of it came in the second and the third quarter, because he had 9 points at the end of the first. Then he had 25 points at the end of the second, and then 51 points at the end of the third. And that's because, I mean, in my opinion at least, DA started out the game. DA was the guy to start the game.
Yeah.
And I think Book allowed that to be the case, right? He was like, okay, you're cooking right now. We'll continue to go there. But then it kind of just sort of seamlessly shifted hands, but in the best way possible. It wasn't like DA was then iced out whatsoever either.
No, for sure. Listen, you know, on draft night, or like the day after the draft, they talked about Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton said, you know, he wants to be like Shaq and Kobe. Mm-hmm. This is the closest we've ever seen to Shaq and Kobe. It was just incredible. And listen, for Devin Booker specifically, yes, we saw the chatter on Reddit. We saw it all over the place. We saw Bulls fans not understanding what the fuck they were watching because they apparently have never watched the Suns play, and they were in shambles, as my guy in the chat said. This is true. It was the full spectrum of the Devin Booker experience tonight. Listen, he was aggressive taking the ball to the hoop. He was aggressive in the mid-range game. He hit the turnaround jump shots. He hit the pull-up threes. He hit the pull-up threes on while running full speed to the three-point line. The whole Booker repertoire was in full force tonight. That's what makes... Listen, Steph Curry is Steph Curry. Klay Thompson is Klay Thompson when Klay Thompson was, you know, playing at a high level. And I've been saying for a while, what Booker's going to need to do is he's going to have to set himself apart by having these spectacular games that flash every now and then, because the national media isn't paying attention to Devin Booker because he's never been like a flashy guy. Eddie Johnson even pointed out, he hit a three to give him, I think, 46. And it and Devin Booker's reaction was like so ho-hum, like this is just business. At some point, there's a threshold that gets broken, and Devin Booker grabs your attention tonight. He grabbed everybody in the league's attention. He just had 44, and you're like, oh, okay, well, against the Sacramento Kings. Then he drops 51 on DeMar DeRozan's head, and what else are you going to say? This guy's the best two guard in the league, and to me, he is the front runner for MVP. I know what Luka's doing. I know what Giannis is doing, but Booker is right there in that conversation. Mm-hmm.
To say that he's not, I just think is, I mean, I know I'm biased, but still, it's crazy. To say that he's not at least in the conversation is just crazy to me, because the biggest thing that really stood out to me about this performance from Devin tonight is the fact that he only got to the free throw line 6 times. He was 5 of 6 from the charity stripe, which is, like, you talk about these other guys like Luka being able to put up big numbers for their team. How often, though, does he put up big numbers without getting to the line a crazy amount? Like, that's part of his game, and that's totally cool. Like, I'm not knocking him for that. But to be able to put up numbers like this without getting to the line that many times is more impressive to me personally than it is to be able to add in 15 additional points because you're getting to the free throw line. That's my opinion.
A million percent. Like, you know, JJ Redick said it on the Old Man and Three podcast on Monday. Ironically, it was Monday. Monday morning, he said, Booker's not in the top of my MVP consideration because of what Luka and Giannis are doing. They're just playing out of their minds. And you might be able to consider that and say, okay, well, I get it. But Luka's on a losing team. Like, the record is below 500. And ever since that comment, which was posted on Monday, Devin Booker's had 2 of his best games as a Sun. He was like, okay, I hear you, but hear me out. You know what I mean? And so, I said it the other night. I'll say it again. Watching Devin Booker play basketball is poetry. It's beautiful because he gives you the entire repertoire as what a good basketball player can do. He doesn't have to rely on one specific skill set. He doesn't have to just rely on his mid-range, because he was driving the ball to the hoop aggressively all night long.
He was 6 of 7 from deep tonight.
He was a little shaky from three, or not as consistent from three as he was from the mid-range for a large part of his career. He's starting to shore that up, and he's starting to be a knockout three-point shooter. Like, if he puts the whole package together, there's not a single guy in the league that can guard him. And then you add, obviously, DeAndre Ayton, and that just changes the whole game.
So there's a couple things from Code in the chat. First and foremost, thank you for your super chat. We will get to that one first, but I want to talk about this secondary one that he dropped. It said, Book does it in a team-oriented system with less usage. And I think that's kind of the thing that sometimes gets forgotten about Devin, because he doesn't have nights like this every single night, even though we know he is more than capable of it, because Devin is a team guy. Devin doesn't have to be. He can be, but he doesn't have to be that guy every night, because he also understands how important it is for his teammates to be that guy sometimes, for it to be a shared kind of situation, a full team effort. And he doesn't go out there and play hero ball anymore because he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that sometimes he doesn't get enough credit for.
Yeah.
It's almost like, oh, well, his numbers are dropping. Or last year was like, well, Devin might be the best player on the team, but Chris Paul is contributing in this way and that way. And it's like, well, wouldn't you rather have a guy on your team who's willing to make this a full team effort and allow guys to also thrive and grow and get better in their craft for the longevity of your team as well, rather than a guy who's like all about me? It's not just me, look at me.
Yeah, I think Chris Paul gave him the blueprint in terms of how to lead and how to lead at a high level. And now you're seeing it. And listen, it definitely is a blessing in disguise that Chris Paul has been out for the last 3 or 4 weeks, because what you're seeing from this team, especially with D.A., Book, and Mikal Bridges, it's like they all kind of took an onus upon themselves and said, you know what, this is our team. Like, we've got to come through with this. We can play at a higher level. So let's do that. And Devin Booker has led that charge. And you can see Devin Booker and D.A., all of a sudden, they're communicating a lot more. They're talking to each other a lot more on the court. You can see them being demonstrative with each other, like in a very positive way. And it's impacting the games. DA's got a chip on his shoulder, and I don't know if it's because of Booker or if it was because of Pat Bev pushing it, but I fucking love it. And Devin Booker's just going to keep feeding that fire, because what did we say? You've got to reward the big man for doing the things that you hope that he can do. You got to trust him, right? And because of that trust, Devin Booker is almost even a more a scary weapon out there, because now you can't focus on one and not the other. You have to give even distribution, and Devin Booker is going to kill you game in, game out if you continue to ignore him. The Bulls weren't sending a lot of double teams his way. Whoops. You got to send those doubles, otherwise, and you got to get the ball out of his hand. Otherwise, you're going to lose.
Well, who do we play on Monday? I forgot.
The Kings.
Sorry, thank you. Didn't the Kings tried to double book?
In the second half, they threw a lot of doubles.
Who was it last week? There was another team that tried to double book too.
Yeah.
He's figuring out how to utilize his teammates. You can't get away with doubling book either anymore.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Y'all screwed. That's all there is to it. I don't know what to tell you. You're in trouble. Okay, a couple super chats here. HM, thank you for your super chat. Said Saul's point of book learning to lead is on point, along with Book and Ayton's relationship on court. Yes, absolutely. And then Code hit us with another $49.99. Man, Code, super chat.
You might be the real MVP.
You the real MVP, Code. But what he said was MVP, MVP, MVP. And yes, absolutely. Devin needs to be in that conversation. We're not the only ones talking about it. His brother, Davon, on Twitter sent this tweet out during the game towards the end of the third quarter. Said, what makes it even better is reading all the tweets talking about Book shouldn't be any conversations with Luka and Tatum. Cut it out. And we agree. Cut it out.
Cut it out.
He should be absolutely be involved in those conversations. If you want to pick one or the other for whatever reason you decide in your head, that's your prerogative, but he should be in the conversation.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Listen, we're not sitting here saying that right now at game 21 that he needs to be the MVP favorite no matter what. Like, because we know that the other guys have played very well as well. Like, I'm not taking that away from him. But what we have to stop doing is completely eliminating and disregarding what Devin Booker is doing just because we're not watching the Phoenix Suns play basketball.
Yeah.
That's what we need to stop. That national narrative has got to stop. The real ones know. The real ones, the other guys, just go look at Twitter right now. Like, a ton of it. Klay Thompson's giving Devin Booker love. Like, there's guys out there in the league that know what Devin Booker can do, and they're giving him as much love as possible. Kendrick Perkins has got him in his top three as an MVP candidate. Like, peeps are starting to turn the corner and understand, like, okay, let me get on this Devin Booker train a lot earlier than I did last year, because Devin Booker was just as good last year. This year he's a little bit better. I'm not going to take that away. But nobody got on that train and started to realize that until it was like 75% of the way through the season when Chris Paul got hurt. Then they were like, oh, Devin Booker's still the same good player. We kind of fucked this up, because we were saying it was like a 50-50 split between these two. And maybe we shouldn't have. Now, because Chris Paul got injured a lot earlier, people are starting to recognize that Devin Booker is that dude. He is him. And they got to recognize it a lot earlier. So this is going to give Devin Booker a longer runway to do what he's doing right now and show off how dominant he really is and get put into that top three conversation on a more consistent basis, which should result in more votes and should result in a higher notch on that MVP list.
You know who thinks Devin's performance tonight was really crazy?
All of us.
Kevin Durant. You want to read this tweet, Saul?
Oh.
Kevin Durant just tweeted this out.
I'm trying to get 20... it on a graphic right now.
Yeah, I got you. 20 for 25 is fucking ridiculous, Devin Booker.
Absolutely, it is. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And so many people, like you said, I'm sure if we hopped on Twitter right now and went through the timeline, there'd be even more people tweeting about what Devin did tonight and just who he is. And we see it all the time. We talked about it last week, too. How many of these coaches are coming through this season already? We've had at least two or three different coaches come into this city in that arena and talk about how crazy of a player Devin is, how efficient he is, how much he's grown, the fact that he gets it done on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has so much praise for Devin except for the people who vote for the awards that we want him to win.
Listen, you know, if you watch some of the videos on Michael Jordan from back in the day, they would talk about like how people would question Michael Jordan's game, like, and they would try to pick something apart. You know, one year it'd be his defense. Well, then he won Defensive Player of the Year. And then the next year it would be like, oh, well, you can't win a championship. And then he won a championship. Mm-hmm. And you can never do something good on a good team or whatever. And then he leads the best team of all time. Like, Devin Booker has added something to his game each and every year. Last year it was like a really concentrated effort on the defensive side. Took him to another level. This year, because of what happened in that Mavs series, he knew that he couldn't rely on just trying to dominate the ball himself. He had to learn how to distribute. He's one of the best playmakers on this team, minus Chris Paul. He gets everybody involved, and he's not thinking about himself because he's understanding what the long play is. You're trying to win a championship. Devin Booker playing ISO ball was never going to win you a championship.
No.
But Devin Booker getting everybody else involved and making them all weapons, indirectly, ironically, makes him a better weapon.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of Devin Booker right now is that he's realized that and he's taken his game to a whole nother level. Fucking beautiful, man.
And here's what we're going to do, right? Because we got a Suns community over here. We know all these things. What we need to do is continue talking about it, right? Publicly on social media, start tagging the NBA and things, talking, being loud as hell about our guy, D-Book, especially. Like, let's get it started now because All-Star voting is going to start in just a few weeks.
Yep.
And we need to show up big for him because that's majority on us. Like, sure, it's a split vote percentage-wise. But we gotta take care of our business. If we want him to do the things he's doing on the court that make us as fans excited and happy and love this team and this game even more, we gotta pull our end of the bargain here.
There's one way we could do that.
There is. We got you covered, at least from a shirt perspective, right? And then you can take pictures in the shirt and you can post them on social media and you can tag people in. This is the MVP one shirt, you guys. We're talking about Devin Booker, number one MVP. And this shirt is available right now in our locker at phnxlocker.com. The link is in the description. We're also going to drop it in the chat. So if you're here with us right now live, you can also grab one of these shirts. What you think, Saul?
We
need to see more of these around the valley.
We gotta see this rocking around the valley for sure. Like, people need to understand, like, you gotta represent Booker not only online, but when that fucking TV camera is panning that crowd, cop that shirt. Wear that shirt. Give Book some love on national TV because you know they scan the crowd. Mm-hmm. Listen, Devin Booker needs all the support and all the love. This is the first year where I'm like, without a doubt, there is no doubt. He is the best two guard in the league. That's not even close.
Yeah.
And he needs to get the accolades to back that up because he deserves that. He should be a starter in the All-Star game.
He absolutely deserves that. And we even saw tonight, like, shout out to everyone who was down at the Footprint Center. We could hear it on the broadcast, like MVP chants for Book throughout the arena. And that's great. And not only that, but that's got to feel good if you're Book. I'm sure that adds a little bit. Not that he needs any fuel added to his fire. He's good in that area, but yeah. It doesn't hurt, right? It also makes the team really excited. Mm-hmm. It fires all of them up collectively. Like, it's just fun. So grab your shirt again.
And somebody did point out in the chat, and trust me, we've got this circled already. We're ready to go. Vince Quintana says he's got to go out. He's got to go off versus Tatum next week, and it's all over. I wouldn't say it's all over. We still got more than half the season left to go. But when we talk about statement games against the best team in the league right now, record-wise, the Boston Celtics are that team. I think they're 18-4 right now. That's a huge opportunity for Devin Booker to stake his claim as not only being the best, or the MVP favorite, but also that he's better than Jason Tatum. Because that's how we're all going to interpret it. Whether you're a Boston Celtics fan or a Suns fan or just a general NBA fan, who got the better of who? Well, Devin, here's your opportunity. Go torch that ass.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum did have 49 points tonight. Not to be overshadowed.
He did get to the line 12 times, I think, right?
He did. But still, 49, still 49.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock 49.
Yeah. Sure. But 51 and 49. 100 points between the two guys today.
Impressive.
And listen, the future of the game is fucking awesome, and I can't wait to see that game next Wednesday. It's going to be insane at the Footprint Center.
Yes. All right, well, let's go ahead and name our DraftKings king of the game tonight. I think this one is no surprise. It is, of course, Devin Booker. Congratulations to D-Book. Back-to-back 40-point games, back-to-back king of the games. 51 points, 6 assists, 20 of 25 from the field. Shout out to our guy, D-Book, man. He's getting it done out there.
Yeah.
Did you hit on your bet?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
The over was DeAndre Ayton. Points, rebounds, assists, and I think it was 28.5, and he more than did that.
I took the over on rebounds at 10.5, and before easy the game, money. I was like, it was getting a little higher from what it was earlier in the season. And you're like, nah, that's doable for sure. Oh, yeah. He hit that, too.
Easily.
We were making money on books over, and now we're making money on DAs over. Yep. Like, I'm a big fan of this right now over on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And if you guys have not gotten in on the action, be sure to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Sign up with code PHNX. And if you place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win their game, and they do, you're going to get $150 in free bets that you can use for whatever gambles you want to make on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. One more time, that's code PHNX. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
You know, one of the other things that's so great about something like tonight and seeing the epic performance of somebody like a Devin Booker is to understand that there's other epic things that are going on in the Valley. One of those is going over to Four Peaks and watching some of these World Cup games. Go join us at Four Peaks. It is crazy intense, especially when the U.S. team's playing. RIP Mexico. They got eliminated today. But the American team will take on the Netherlands on Saturday.
That's going to be a crazy
7 a.m. open door. So you won't see Lindsay there. No. That's for sure. But you will see me and the rest of the PHNX crew, because we'll probably just stay up that whole night before and just keep drinking, because that's what we do. Come join us. Must be 21 and over to enjoy that Four Peaks. Also, they got this cool fucking thing. I'm going to show you right now.
Dude, I actually saw this when I walked in today, and I was like, that would make the best Christmas gift. It's so cool.
This is a Four Peaks holiday.
It's like an advent calendar.
Box. It's an advent calendar. Check that thing out. That's a pretty sweet thing. So buy that, because it starts tomorrow, right?
Right. So you get to pop it out, crack it open tomorrow,
number
right?
Number one. We're going to pop open number one tomorrow.
November, right?
Let's go.
Is there? Yeah. It starts tomorrow. But this thing is so cool. Like, this would make the perfect gift or a gift for yourself, to be honest with you. Go pick it up tomorrow and start tomorrow. Even if you're a couple days late, that's okay. Because, like, you know, on Saturday, if you can't make it to Four Peaks for the watch party, you can still enjoy Four Peaks beer while you're watching the game. So you should pick one up because they're super cool. But just a reminder, like Saul said, 21 or older. To enjoy that Four Peaks beer. All right, let's talk a little bit about DeAndre and season high, 30 points, new standard set, new standard met. He also had 17 rebounds and 2 blocks, and he added 3 assists in there. What'd you think about DA tonight?
Listen, DA came out, played strong from the jump, kind of set the tone, and then was kind of quiet because Devin Booker was putting on a show, deservedly so. And then in the fourth quarter, kept adding to his stats. And I mean, listen, if DA plays like this, the rest of the league is in fucking trouble. Because we've been saying it this whole time. Like, if DA could only this, or if DA could do this, and DA starting to do that. And listen, this is now 7 games in a row with double doubles. Okay. He was Western Conference Player of the Year, Player of the Week last week. He's probably not going to get this week because of Devin Booker. But
yeah, but has there ever been teammates that back to back weeks get it?
You would think there.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head.
Don't ask questions you don't know the answer to yet.
How about in the Suns?
I don't know about the Suns. I still don't know that question. But listen, Devin Booker and DA, when they play like this, they are damn near unbeatable. I can't even remember the last time they both scored 25 in a game, let alone lost. I just don't even think that that's even possible outside of maybe their first year together. So listen, it was just a fantastic effort by DA. He's adding things to his bag. He's way more aggressive. You can see it. It's a visual with DA. You could see that he is not putting up with a lot of shit. He got fouled in the first quarter and he was upset because it was a missed layup, and he was deservedly so. And then he comes back, scores another bucket, has a couple nice dunks. He's doing everything that every Suns fan hoped he would do from the jump and more right now. And it's beautiful to watch.
It's just like, I know you mentioned it off the top and we've had weird conversations around it. Like, was it actually Pat Bev? Should we be thanking him? Should we be thanking Draymond Green and a little bit of that chaos that was going on there? I even asked you today during the game, like, I need to know what clicked.
Yeah.
Like, what was it that made the light bulb go off where DA was like, I can be that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be that guy. And then went out and became that guy. Like, I'm just curious, not because I want to have like any sort of beef about it or anything of that sort. I really just want to know because I am so fascinated with the way that this is. It just literally was like at the snap of the finger. It was one game to the next, completely different performances. And he's been doing it for a few games now, which was something we had talked about. Like, is this going to be a consistent thing? Well, so far, yes.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was Charles Barkley. I don't know. But Taren actually has a great point, and I did notice this in the game. Noticeable difference is he's aggressive to the basket. And what Taren is pointing to is a lot of times when DA was getting the ball in the middle of the key or whatever, he would try to maybe do that little floater. Now, as soon as he catches it, he's already got a few steps going in towards the basket, or he just goes to the basket. And now those little floaters are layups or dunks at the rim. Like, he's not fucking around anymore. He's like, no, I could do this, no problem. These bigs can't guard me in this league. And he's starting to realize that. Like, I'm super proud of DA. I was hard on him about 3 weeks ago because he was playing like shit. You know, you come down in a game and you have 8 points and 4 rebounds as the number one overall pick with the max. Bullshit. You gotta come bigger than that. And ever since, he has been coming up hard. It's been fantastic to watch. Again, it's the small things. It's the floaters turning into layups. It's making that second, third effort to get a rebound over somebody's back without fouling them. The putbacks, the taps against the backboard just to get yourself the opportunity for a rebound. Like, he's given himself second, third, fourth chances, and his teammates second, third, and fourth chances, which keeps the rhythm going for the team. I couldn't be happier with his performance over the course of the last 2 weeks. I feel like that consistency is arriving now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to quite say it's there yet. I need, maybe give me one more game, then I'll say it's there.
But you know what? Like, I'll even, if he has a few drop-off games here and there, but then you can string together 4 or 5 really solid games and then maybe have 2 games where you drop off a little bit, I would even be super stoked with that. Because there are plenty of guys on this team, especially when Cam Johnson comes back and Chris Paul comes back, that you can have that kind of rotating door of players who have those nights. Yeah. So you're right. It's almost there. almost there. But even if it's just a few that fall off here and there, I'm still okay with that.
As long as the fall off is still at a as at a decent level, right?
Like a 15, that fall off 10. Is like,
yeah, 15, 10 or, you know, 14, 11 or something like that. Cool. You should always get double digits rebounds because your effort should always be there. That's the thing. If the effort's there, the talent will take care of itself. Mm-hmm. But when he's not, when his effort isn't there, that's when he falls off. That's when he disappears. That's when he's a non-factor. So whatever got up into his ass, I hope it stays up there and never comes out, because it's been awesome to see his aggressiveness, how persistent he's been, and, you know, really just the second best player on this team. We were questioning it, you know, Mikhail or
Dia. We did. We said a week Mikhail. Ago. We said, yeah, is we it said fair Mikhail. To say Mikhail is the guy
it
now?
It ain't Mikhail right now. It ain't Mikhail right now. It is by far DA. That's how high DA's ceiling is, though. Mikhail plays great. He'll give you 20. He'll give you 24 every now and then. DA's great. Could be 30. It could be 35. It could be 40 if he really wanted it to. Man, are we going to see a game this year where it's like, Booker has 40 and DA has 40? And has that ever been done in the league before? God, I hope we can see that.
That would be a blast. Okay, so there's a couple things that we need to address here from the chat. First and foremost, on the topic of DeAndre, and Vince said, I truly think the foul trouble and ankle injury at the beginning were bigger than what we gave credit for. Do you kind of feel like maybe that was a thing too? Like, I know we're pointing to Pat Bev and Charles Barkley and all these things. Do you think maybe it could have just been that? And it was like just a DA thing, and that he's actually was growing over the summer?
I don't totally buy into that, because even at the beginning of the season, he was still, he had some good games, but he was still playing hesitant and he was still a little, the energy wasn't there. And so, like, I get what you're trying to do, but I've seen this for 3.5 years. You know, outside of the playoff run, I've seen this inconsistency from DA too many times to just say it's an ankle. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. at some point, you are what you are. But maybe. I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that he actually got called basically a shitty player on national TV by Charles Barkley, got pushed in his face like he was some afterthought by Pat Bev. And he was like, you know what? I'm kind of done with this bullshit.
Yeah.
And here we are. And I love it.
Code said in the chat, too much of a coincidence. Brian said he said on the post game that he had to step up.
I know.
He did have that conversation with Gerald. Gerald gave us that report a few days back where he was saying, this is what I need to be. This is the norm.
Yeah.
And I know that. And if as I go, the team goes as well. So
he did
maybe
say,
he did just have a revelation in his head.
He also did say that his ankle was giving him issues, and but he also told us in that post game, I think it was a couple games ago before the, I think it was the Jazz game, where he said that his effort wasn't where it needed to be. Like, so he acknowledged that. Mm-hmm. So part of that's just effort. Some of it's just the ankle, but whatever it is, it looks like it's in the past, and he's clearly moved on.
Okay, so we'll come back to these three main guys here in just a second. But before we do that, Saul, you have been asked like 82 different times in the chat today to give Landry Shamet his flowers. ADZ even gave us a super chat and said, Saul, how about Shamet's night? Saul, the floor is yours.
He played well.
The
he
flowers well. Are fresh.
He played well. he shot the ball well from three. I think he had, 12 points?
Let me check.
Yeah,
I mean, he had 12 points.
Yeah, he had 12 points. You know, so I noticed that he hit 4 threes. You know, he played decent. I mean, I wasn't really focused on him. I was focused on the two stars of the game for the most part, so.
Hello said Shamet did well when the game was over. I mean, depending on when you thought the game was over, because he did hit 2 threes early on in the first half.
Yeah. Listen, Shamet is Shamet. I know everybody wants me to give him flowers. I'm gonna give him flowers when he does this in a game that I feel like, okay, that was key, that was crucial. We needed those points. We needed that three, or a big game. Like then yeah, I'll give it to him. But you know, let's just chill. There's 81 other points that we need to talk about first.
We did talk about him first. Now we're talking about these ones.
I want to keep talking about them.
but no, for real. Shout out to Shamet. 4 of 7 from deep tonight. That's pretty impressive.
I will say this.
He hit all the time.
He hit his first 2 threes. And I was like, wouldn't that be some shit that Espo and Gerald are not here and this is the night he gets 35?
It would have been great. Oh. Wouldn't that have been great? One of these days, it's going to be, it's got to either be Book and Shamit going off like this for 81 points together or DA and Shamit. I don't care who it is, as long as Shamit's one of the two.
I don't think that's
we need it to happen so bad. Okay, oh so now I want to go back to, now that we did that, gave the people what they wanted, I want to go back to the Mikal and DA conversation as far as like the who's two, who's mm-hmm. three or whatever. Not because I want to pick one or I want to put a label on it, but I want to pose the idea that maybe we're having the best of both worlds where on any given night, one of them can be the number two guy. Because we're seeing, not right now, right? Not right now consistently, but we're seeing the two of those guys and the chemistry with Devin as well. The three of those guys. If there's a silver lining, we've talked about silver lining of the injuries this year, is that those three have been forced to grow together mm-hmm. and individually as well. They had no choice. They have to. And that maybe come playoffs, once they get even more run, this will be a completely different, like way more consistent. Yeah. The confidence in them individually, more so Mikal and DA, will be incredibly higher. Like, are we just, do maybe we should just throw out the idea of who could be two and just say, maybe we could have any given night, those two could be two.
I want to say yes. Okay. I want to say, yeah, that's true. Any given night, one of them could be number two. But the way DA has played, it just feels different. Mm-hmm. It feels like, okay, if DA does this, this team can win a championship even without Chris Paul. Like, that's how good they are. When Mikal does it, it's great, but it doesn't give you the same feeling of dominance over right. your opponent like DA does mm-hmm. because of the whole inside-outside factor with Devin and the other shooters and then DA down low. Like, so there's levels to this, as our guy Gerald would say. And so I feel like that's the biggest difference. So to me, I'm definitely going to hedge my bets towards DA needing to be that number two, and hopefully he will be that number two. But yeah, I agree that they can be interchangeable, especially here in the regular season. Like, I haven't seen Mikal be dominant four games in a row like DA has been dominant on the offensive side four games in a row. Now, what I will say though is Mikhail's defense has been phenomenal. It was really ironic though tonight that he had two phenomenal blocks on defense tonight, and right away on the other side of the court, he would shoot the ball and get his shot blocked. I thought that was very ironic tonight.
Poor Mikal. They were looking for revenge immediately.
They did not want to get showed up. I was like, dude, you guys are focusing on the wrong guy. The other guy who has 51 points is the one you need to be blocking. But Mikhail's defense is always phenomenal. You could always rely on that. You know what you're going to get from him. He gives you everything he's got on that side of things. Also, don't be afraid to go to the CHGO chat and, you know, talk a little shit, because that's what Chicago fans do.
Speaking of CHGO, first of all, they used the same photo as we did for our thumbnail, and second of all, we have more viewers of them.
They're just trying to steal all of our love with the Book photo. They were like, well, we know everyone's going to want to see Book and want to talk about Book.
I mean,
well,
their title literally said, I kid you not, it says, Devin Booker explodes for 51, Suns blow out Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's true.
They're not wrong.
Listen, that's the CHGO podcast. I love those guys, Big Dave and Mike and Peck. They're phenomenal. Will mm-hmm. Gottlieb, they do such a great job over there. They're a fun watch, and they know when they get it handed to them. Yeah. And they would say the same thing. They would not shade the Suns whatsoever. So I got much love for them. So, but as far as we go, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. This is the first time that I saw those three, DA, Book, and Mikal, and thought, oh, okay. We have our three-headed monster. This is it, right? This is our Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, right? Like, these three are the ones, these are the cornerstones. So it makes me feel, number one, much, much better about the prospects of losing a Chris Paul in the future, because we have three guys that are legit studs. And it makes me feel good about the pieces that we could possibly add at some point throughout this season that could just take this team to another level.
Right, because we still have
bringing DeMar DeRozan over
to get figured out.
Yeah.
Because, and that's going to come sooner rather than later, because we're getting close to the trade deadline and it's going to happen one way or the other. It's just a matter of when. And there was another little rumor, I think, floated today too, right? About Jay, or was it yesterday? Another Jay Crowder? Jay Crowder rumor.
I mean, there's
just basically, it wasn't like a specific player. It was a team that had interest, or quote unquote, team had interest in Jay Crowder.
Oh, yes, yes.
But we did hear from James Jones earlier this week, and he basically said he's in no rush. And he just hasn't found the right fit for Jay just yet. But it's coming. It's coming. Well, and hopefully we get somebody solid who can add even more to an already solid team.
The Wizards are the team.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you, Taryn. And they did say the rumor was is that the Suns are shopping for a power forward.
Right.
They do want a power forward in exchange for Jay Crowder. So we'll see if that happens. Listen, it's got to be the right fit. And knowing this organization, listen, as much as we didn't think James Jones did very much in the offseason and how much we toyed around with KD, you got to give him credit for not panicking, not trading assets to just blow up everything and see if you can get a superstar that might not fit the right way with this team. They're very shrewd in their moves. And you can say that when you're 15-6, that they're shrewd about their moves. Now, if they're sitting here and they were like, 11-10, we'd be like, well, you should have made a move.
Yeah,
so winning cures everything. As Sean Payton has said, you can just put spaghetti sauce over the top of it and everything's going to taste okay. So that's exactly where we're at right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're sitting pretty. We're sitting pretty. We're sitting comfortable, not just with Suns fans, but also literally in these chairs from More Furniture. Shout out to our friends over there who helped hook up our entire studio and office space here at PHNX. If you guys are in the market for some new furniture, maybe you're looking for a nice dining room table. Maybe you're looking for an even more comfortable couch. More Furniture has you guys covered. Check them out at morfurniture.com. They also have a ton of sales going on right now for the holiday. Yeah. So great time to head on over to that website or at their warehouse here locally and see what piques your interest. Our friends over at More Furniture, one more time, morfurniture.com. Also, if you're running a little low on money and you want to try to play your luck with the fantasy sports.
We don't gamble to try and make money.
I know, that was probably a bad
it should not be a career decision.
Okay, I'll try again. Hold on. I'll try again. Christmas is coming up, and if you get extra money in your stocking for being extra good this year, a really great place to utilize that extra coin is the Underdog Fantasy app, because it's the best place where you can combine playing fantasy sports and potentially win big money as well. The best part of this is you can play it by yourself. You can play it with friends. You can play it on a regular basis. You can play it every once in a while. Yep, yep. Like, it's very convenient for whatever it is that you want to get out of the app. It's really fun. We have a fantasy show here at PHNX where they can help you kind of get started. If you're new to it, or even if you're already like a pro, you'll probably really enjoy the show as well, because they share lots of information. So if you haven't checked it out, underdogfantasy.com, or you can download the app, but make sure you sign up with the promo code PHNX, because Underdog will match your first deposit up to $100.
It's different because it's not like a long season on, fantasy play. It's, you can do it day to day. You can do it week to week. It's just a lot of, it's really fun to just get your friends involved. A couple of them, you're going to watch a couple games, like the TNT games. There's two back to back. Hey, let's draft tonight's games. Boom, boom, boom. You can do it in less than 5 minutes. You pick three or four players each, and then whoever wins at the end of the night, you get to take everybody else's money from whatever they put in the pot. So it's pretty awesome. So it's a fun app.
Yeah.
Fun app.
It's a heck of a lot of fun. Okay, so we have something, Emma, that was able to pull up for us. She grabbed something off the internet. I think it's Devin speaking about something. So let's all listen to it for the first time right now.
Hey.
Devin, 20 for 25
from the field. Hey, that's a bad man right
there, man. That was DA in the back giving his guy some love. So he said 5 misses, talking about KD. So somebody must have already told, I would think somebody must have told him about KD's tweet already at that point when he had said that, but That's fun to see.
That's
I love
awesome.
That.
That's awesome. Listen, yeah. Nobody does behind the scenes like the Phoenix Suns.
This is true.
Whether it's working out or just locker room access or whatever, they're on another level. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have, okay, so don't kill me after this, okay? But it's time. Emma, are you ready? Cue it up.
In the darkness, beyond the light, there shall only be one. Welcome, Luger!
Okay, so here's why I said don't kill me. Here's why I said don't kill me. Gerald was not at the game tonight, but he sent a statement for me to read for you guys, okay? Girth, he said, Girth regrets that he was not able to be there in person for Devin Booker's historic night. But considering it was the first home game he's missed all season, he is willing to consider taking one for the team and staying home for the Suns' remaining home games if it ensures greatness.
Fantastic.
So, that's your welcome to Girth for the evening. Our poor Gerald, like, bless his heart, he's sick at home right now. And
his tummy hurts.
Saul added insult to injury. He hit up Gerald tonight and was like, which one's worse, Gerald, your actual illness or the fact that you're missing this game at the arena? Like,
to be fair, he did say it was a toss up. So, hey, listen, illness is going around. There's the flu or whatever, COVID or whatever. And so we hope he gets well. He didn't sound so good on the phone, but he's still put in some work tonight and popped off some tweets. And listen, nobody was going to miss Devin Booker's 51 tonight.
No.
That's sure not going to be him. So,
I'll bet you $20 Gerald writes something tomorrow.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
He's literally going to be in bed writing with like tissues and cough syrup and cough drops and all the things. He's going to get you that content.
Gerald literally requests graphics from me at 2 a.m. sometimes, most nights, most post games. Yeah. He'll request a graphic at 2 a.m. I can guarantee you I'm going to get a notification at 2.
Yeah. Listen, folks, wash your hands. And, just be careful out there. There's a lot of people sick. Cover your mouth when you cough. Just, practice good hygiene. You'll be
okay. Stay away from children. They're petri dishes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not saying that Girth didn't do any of these things. I'm just saying, like, a lot of people are getting the stomach bug and all this other stuff. So just, be healthy.
Yeah. So I really wish that Girth was on the other side of that introduction, but I still think it was hilarious.
This is true. Hello says in the chat, Emma's mom can stop by his place with chicken soup. This is true. Emma's mom always helps us out.
She's the mother to all of us degenerates here at PHNX. Somebody's got to take care of us, and Emma's mom comes through.
Why my mom?
Why not your mom?
Why?
Because your mom is a precious baby angel. That's why. She's willing to take care of us. And and like I said, we're all degenerate. Somebody's got to, because, we're not taking care of ourselves.
This is getting uncomfortable.
So it's because she's got a kid who's college age still. So she gets why she gets it. Like, Emma and I were having this conversation earlier. When you were in college or when you were younger, like fresh out of college, like basically when you were just starting out, you didn't have a whole lot to your name. You maybe had one chair in your living room instead of an actual couch, right? When your roommate's parents came over and they left you with a full fridge of food, or they took you out to eat with your roommate or something like that, those parents are the best parents in the world. Like, shout out to all those parents who helped us out when we were younger and we just needed a little extra support.
I totally agree.
All right, back to the game. Anything else that you want to talk about?
No, this was just a fun ass game to watch. For a little while, it looked like DeMar DeRozan was starting to wake up and he was going to try and match Booker, tit for tat, but it didn't happen quite to that degree. But it was fun for a little bit in that third quarter when they were going back and forth. The other night I said I just love good basketball, and this was fucking great basketball by the Phoenix Suns. It was such a pleasure to watch, and we've said it for a couple years now, we'll continue to say it until whenever, but we're lucky to be blessed in this city with great basketball outside of, like, maybe a 7 to 8 year gap where it wasn't so fun.
And I can't talk right now. I just inhaled my spit. Oy vey. It was good basketball too, because a lot of the games recently have been, I'm sounding like Kevin Ray on the broadcast. Whatever Kevin got, Ray he must have given it to me.
Hope you feel better, Kevin.
Oh my God.
He was like, EJ, this is what's going on tonight.
Okay, real quick though. Can we all just agree that EJ reading ad reads without ever reading them ahead of time is the greatest thing in the entire world? I need more of that in my life.
He said originate native. And then he was like, no, it's the native. And he was like, why didn't you put the E on the end?
You're just out of control. Oh, but God bless him.
How many likes do we have, Emma?
So much. We have 92.
Oh, that's too bad.
We have 92. And we have, that's not enough. You know, no. And even Aaron in the chat agrees with us. Aaron was like, yo, I want my PHNX friends to have at least 100 likes. Help us out.
I mean, I'll do Espo's call if we get 100.
Are you?
I will.
Will you do it in a Nookie Monster voice?
Fuck no, I won't do it in a Nookie Monster voice. What the fuck is that even? No, I'm not doing that shit.
Well, I just figured it's his birthday. Like, you could do one nice thing for him.
I'm not doing the Nookie Monster, Lindsay. What the hell?
Same. I agree with Lindsay. You should do it.
I think so, too.
2v1, I think we win.
No. Sorry. That's not even up to debate for debate. Like, I'm just move
not,
along.
I'm not going
to
talk until you do it.
Was just,
I'm going on a. I'm did, going on a.
Yo, we hit 110. A silent, 112 a likes.
112 likes. All right. The Phoenix Suns are the best team in the NBA. Suck it, DeRozan. Suck it, Chicago. Suck it, Dragic. That's for you, Espo.
Oh my gosh! I tried, you guys, but at least we got. Yeah. At least we got the call out.
I don't know how to do
a
Nookie Monster voice.
Why?
How do you do it? You just snort?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, yeah, that was kind of spot on.
Try it again. You have to go deeper. You have to rasp your throat.
What do you mean? I'm not going to.
Like when you go. Like that.
Did you do it?
No, you do it.
No, we're good. We're good. She said,
"That's what you have to do."
She's not wrong. Saul, you were so close.
Oh,
just
so close.
Try to
so
talk about
yeah, so far away.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you. Tomorrow, we will have a show for you at 3 p.m. on our YouTube page and, of course, wherever you listen to your podcast. Until we see you next time, you can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. You can follow Gerald at Gerald Boyer. You can follow Espo at Espo. And, of course, you can follow Saul at Saul. And remember.
Win. Win, 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 win. Curve everything else. Win, 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 win.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey yo, my lifestyle is retro. Tell the Phoenix Metro. Megas in control and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX though, Lindsay, Gerald, Espo. Saw past the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, y'all always...